also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Let me pray. Lord, I love you on today. I love you on today, Lord. May you prepare our hearts to receive your word, and may we receive it and appropriate it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We go through this life. I want to talk to you about when we go through this life. I've entitled this lesson, Chains and Carrots.
All right.
Chains and Carrots. And we come into this life with certain propensities, certain proclivities or bends that would cause us to respond or carry out our life in particular ways. David said in Psalms 51 and 5, I was shapen in iniquity.
Right.
I was shapen in lawlessness, and in sin did my mother conceive me. So there are ways and tendencies that would provoke us to do things in our natural being that is against God.
Right.
That is against God. And these chains and carrots are the things that seek opportunity to bind us or to lure us away.
Right.
One may have a propensity or proclivity to lie.
Right.
To lie. And if you have that, that person is challenged throughout their life whether or not they are going to give into that tendency to lie.
Yeah.
And when that happens, it can manifest in itself, and it shows what's in you that need to be worked out.
Right. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And so there's also people that may have a propensity to be promiscuous.
Right.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
People that have a tendency or proclivity to exalt yourself or to promote yourself. There's people that have a tendency to defraud. You know, we see that in Enron and all these companies and things like that. He didn't just start out with that big scheme.
Right.
He started small.
Right.
Amen. So he had a tendency already to defraud. And we have, you have a tendency, there's people that have a tendency to be attracted to the same sex. People have a proclivity to compromise in order to accept it or be accepted by others.
Yeah.
Amen. And so those are carrots, things that seek to draw you away. But James says, let no man say when he is tempted, he is tempted by God, because God cannot be tempted, neither does he tempt any man. But every man is drawn away by his own lust and enticed. And we know the rest of the story. Amen. And so those are carrots. These are these things that are hanging out there as we walk down the path of life, seeking to entrap us. Amen. Seeking to keep us bound and in bondage. And when this happens, you carrots manifest themselves and move over to chains. Move over to chains, to strongholds. And so the enemy can set us up, and we have to, as we're coming into this new year in 2015, we cannot afford to think the same way we did this year. We have to go into a new year with a mindset of understanding that the enemy is after our souls. And he is seeking to devour us and take us out of here. And so what we learned this year, we need to take over into next year. And the Bible says in Ephesians 6:13, having done all to stand. It says, put on the whole armor of God. It didn't say part of it. And having done all to stand, which means that you need to have a posture to be upright and standing.
Right.
To be prepared and ready for the onslaughts or the attacks of the enemy. Because he is coming.
Yes.
Amen. And it says in Ephesians that we wrestle against what? Principalities and powers and darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. Which means that the enemy is coming after us with a structured attack.
Yeah.
And he has several ways which he's going to go about it.
Right.
Which means that we need to be on guard. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need to be on guard of these chains and these carrots.
Yeah.
There are things always dangling to get our interest into another era that separates us from God.
Right.
Yes.
And we need to be aware of these things.
Yes.
As we move forward.
Right.
Amen. We can't do it the same way.
Yes. Yes.
Because the enemy is coming so strong. You know, this is such an age of delusion.
Right.
And such an age of deception.
Right.
That if we're not careful, we're just being lulled to sleep.
Right.
We're being lulled to sleep as we watch the things go on continually over and over. We can't respond in the way that we did the previous time and still getting the same results. What is that?
Right.
What is that? Doing the same thing?
Insanity. Yeah.
Yes.
Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different response. Well, we can't afford to do that. And the enemy is after us. It says in Mark 3:27, it says, no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he will bind the man, the strong man, first.
Right.
Yes.
So the enemy seeks to bind you first.
Right.
In order to spoil you.
Right.
And that is his tactic.
Yes, it is.
And we want things from God and we constantly quote things and we, you know, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm the head and the tail and I'm the lender and not the borrower. You know, all that comes with an understanding.
Yes. Right.
And it comes with an understanding. It says, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then all these things shall be added. But we have to do it with a thinking mind.
Right.
We have to know our enemy.
Yes.
And so we walk into this new year and we thank God for 2014. But as we walk into this new year, we walk into it with wisdom. Amen.
Amen.
Which brings me to the word deliver. The word deliver. There are those that we say, you know, God has delivered me. He has given me deliverance. But you know what? Deliverance means a release or a rescue.
Yeah, right.
So if you have been released, it's just like a person being released from San Quentin. When you are released from prison, you are no longer bound and in prison, but the prison is still there.
Right.
You can still see the prison.
Right.
And so if you're not careful, the enemy will continue to show you these chains and these carrots to make you think that you are not delivered.
Right.
You can see it, but you don't have to be it.
Right.
Amen? Amen. You don't have to be it. In Psalms 91:7-8, it says, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eye shall thou behold
yes.
and see the reward of the wicked.
Yes.
You're going to see it.
Yes.
Amen. You're going yes. to see it,
right.
but you don't have to fall into it.
Right.
And this constant battle that we have going on between the flesh and the spirit, we have to make sure that we are conscious of the enemy's attacks.
Yes.
Amen.
We are conscious. We are studying him. We are studying his word and the way he goes about it. So because of our proclivities, we have to know how he's going to come at us. Amen?
Amen.
And come back to me with Hebrews in Hebrews chapter 12. It says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience, which means perseverance. Okay, let us run the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author or the originator and finisher or the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Do we look for the joy? Are we looking past this life? Are we looking past this life? Not just the things that God can do for us here, but who God is.
Right.
And keeping our concentration on the word of God,
right,
and the person of God,
right,
and not the benefits of God.
Right, right, right.
Amen. Because the benefits of God is how the enemy will bring it up and lure us.
Yeah.
Because what looks like something good may not be something good.
Right.
So having done all to stand, stand therefore, amen, with the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand, meaning resist the enemy. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.